I'm a formerly homeless mother. I have two children. I grew up in Minnesota. And on one cold, snowy night, I found myself having to make a difficult choice, which was to move into an abandoned property owned by Housing and Development or freeze to death on the streets with my 9-year-old son at the time. And I decided to do that. And for the last 25 years, I've been teaching families how to house themselves, how to feed themselves. But more importantly, I've been a part of a process of developing leaders from the ranks of the poor.
So why are you with the Green Party? What's their platform and what is it that you connect with?
I never really saw myself as getting involved with electoral politics. And then about a year ago, I was approached by some Greens in Philadelphia that said, you know, Sherry, would you run for sheriff? Because we would like to take this foreclosure issue and bring it to the national arena. And so I decided to run for sheriff, and I ran on a zero evictions platform, where if I became sheriff, I would refuse to throw families out of their homes. And from there, I decided that, okay, I'm done with electoral politics. And then the next amazing thing happened to me, which is I was approached by the Jill Stein campaign and was told that I was chosen to be her running mate. And after examining the program, talking to close friends, as well as hundreds of mentors that I have across the country, I made a very important decision, the most important decision in my life, and that was to run for vice president.
And recently, you and Jill Stein, the presidential nominee for the Green Party, were arrested at a civil disobedience activity at Fannie Mae. Why were you there, and what were you trying to get attention to?
There's almost 8 million families that have lost their homes to foreclosure. We've heard a lot of promises from the banks and from elected officials that they would take the billions of dollars and that they would modify families' loans, and they would figure out a way to keep families in their homes. Well, that hasn't happened. Families that have been bailed out, it's like, you know, one in a million who have been lucky to win the lottery. And so there's two very wonderful people, Rhonda Lancaster and Miss Fran in Philadelphia. Miss Fran had been in her home for like 25 years, and Rhonda Lancaster, 35 years. And right before there was the Baltimore National Convention of the Greens, both of them watched as their stuff was packed up and loaded into trucks. And so we knew that Fannie Mae had taken their homes illegally, and that we had an opportunity to go and demand that Fannie Mae sit down, meet with these families about their homes. They had promised that they would. They didn't meet with the families, so we wanted them to make good on their promise. And we went down to Fannie Mae and decided to participate in nonviolent civil disobedience, because we knew that we had a responsibility running for the highest political office in our country of raising the issue of the foreclosure crisis, because there's so many families that are being left out of the discussions right now as we're watching this presidential campaign unfold.